forsooth, adverb, archaic. In truth, in fact, indeed. Now used under reason or to express disbelief.
Well, we're back.
Yeah, this is episode 13?
No, 14.
Lucky 13?
No, we're on 14.
Unlucky 13.
I think the audience is really going to enjoy this one. We got a brand new guest today.
It's us.
We're the guest. It's no guest. Cricket noise. Cricket noise.
You can do that noise. It does sound a little like Jimmy Stewart.
No, when I do the cricket noise, it doesn't pick it up on mics really well. It picks up really great on ears, but never on mics.
Is that like a duck with the echo?
Probably.
That's super bizarre.
So we're actually going to change a little bit of our format up and go back to the old days for probably just one episode.
Maybe a couple, but for this one,
just
definitely.
For this one. But primarily what we're going to do is instead of doing our like over an hour long one, we're just going to do like about
a shorthand one.
A 30 minutes. It's kind of, we're calling it the speed round edition.
Speed round. I don't know how that's going to work, but
that's the name of this.
We're going to try.
It's the name of this episode.
We're for sure going to try.
It's either going to be that or solo edition or
on solo edition?
Two's a crowd or
two's a crowd. Whatever.
Two is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
I think that's one.
Or help me, she's holding me hostage against my will. She's threatening to kill me three times.
The cheese stands alone?
No. So, do you want to just start talking about some shit? Or do you want to say anything before we start?
Let's just talk about some shit.
You don't want to start saying anything before we start?
Like, what?
Anything you get to apologize for? Like, did you kill anybody in your life?
Almost. But not today.
Well, I want to start off by saying why we don't have a guest. Can I say that, or are you going to get mad at me?
I'm going to get mad at you.
So I should just do it anyway?
It's because I forgot.
Yes. So, I was gone all last week.
And I was really enjoying my vacation away from you.
Okay, fair enough. But you had, like, two tasks.
And I didn't do any of them.
Yeah, it was two tasks that I wanted to do for all week. You did zero of them. So,
I said vacation.
Okay.
From you.
I mean, I still did my jobs while I was on vacation.
You did no such thing.
I posted things on the group Facebook page.
No, your job was to get a drink for me on my behalf and pour it on the ground.
I did that.
You did not. You lied to me.
I poured it on the ground. It's not my fault that Jim slipped his head right underneath there and drank it before it touched the ground. I poured it towards the ground. That was all I was required to do.
I said on the ground, not toward the ground.
Look, I can't force the ground to be where it needs to be. I can only
That's
kind of
like saying you
ground.
Went to Vegas when you actually just went like a few steps toward Vegas.
Yeah, I went
toward
Vegas.
But you never
Vegas.
Ended up in Vegas.
I went toward Vegas and ended up in Laughlin.
You took a wrong turn.
Yeah, I think in New Mexico. I took a really long route.
That was a really long route. But That's hey, at least you brought route. Back jerky.
I did bring back jerky. So I'm not that
jerky.
Big a jerk.
Ha-ha.
So, the one thing I really pretty much want to talk about today, because I think it's the most ridiculous story ever, do you remember the whole 3D printed gun thing? I think we might have touched base on it a little
bit.
We
did. Was it like last year or something like that?
No, it was not last year. It was this year.
It was like
podcast has been back for a year.
Like 4 years ago.
Oh my god. Okay, so Cody Wilson is one of the guys.
Cody Wilson.
That just sounds like a rapist name, doesn't it?
It is. I don't think... It's not... Assault rape, but it's statutory rape, isn't it?
I believe it's... I don't know. How old does it have to be molestation of a minor?
Does you know,
be
you're, like you're 14, better at the law 13? Shit than I am.
I think it's 13 for molestation. Statutory rape fits in the 16 game.
Okay. I'm so, glad that you know these things.
I don't. I'm just guessing. So, Cody Wilson was one of the owners of the company that did the 3D printed guns that went to court and fought in the, for the right to be able to allow
guns with no serial
criminals
numbers.
To be able to create one shot, two shot, or three shot handguns with to be honest, so good handguns can cost you anywhere north of $600. Good handguns. Right?
Mm-hmm.
A 3D printer is going to cost you upwards of $200 for anything that's going to be able to probably do what they want to do to print a gun.
Like, yeah, so, just a small size one.
So you print like one gun, and you've got your value for the 3D printer.
Yeah. You can print as many as you want.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing.
As long as you have the material.
Oh, can you
imagine? The material
ain't
free either, though.
Can you imagine that scene from Boondock Saints? But El Duce, instead of basically, like, pulling out, like, badass guns, just, like, has, like, a holster full of, like, one-shot 3D printed guns. You know, because he's an ex-con, and there's no way he'd be able to get those guns easily.
What if he just had a 3D printer in his shop and go, and, like, a wall of pictures, like, fucking Party City during Halloween time?
What?
You've been in a Party City during Halloween time. They don't have actual costumes out. They have a wall of pictures, and then they send people back to grab the actual costume for you.
Okay, what does this have to do with that?
He's got the 3D printer instead of a wall full of guns. And he prints it on the spot for you instead of having actual stock.
So El Duce was the guy that shot up the house. No. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the part where they go and get the guns.
No, that's not what I was talking about at all.
I'm not listening to you anyway.
Oh my god.
We're talking about different things.
Oh my god. I was talking about something, and then you responded to my something.
With a different thing.
Nothing.
It's a different thing.
Nothing.
You're a different thing.
You responded with nothing.
There are words, Eric.
Isn't it nice that we got back to our like aggressive like podcast style format like so quickly?
Yes.
It's like it's crazy. It's like it never changed.
Well, I don't think it did. It's just we had a third person there, and we had to play nice a little bit.
Oh, fair enough. So he's from like Texas, I guess, and he was sleeping with an underage girl.
In Taiwan, though, right?
No. So see, this is Monica.
I don't even
know if you're doing this intentionally or just to fuck with me at this point.
I know that you're super frustrated because of your day to day.
Is the format of this show the
Eric says
talks about the law
and then Monica makes him upset?
Monica. Like totally misses the target on the law. On the news. Did I say law?
You said the law.
Damn it! Eric talks about the news, and then Monica like tries to prevent him from being able to talk logically about the news for the next like 30 minutes.
You finally figured it out.
Holy shit!
3 seasons.
And a movie. You know, it'd be a really good idea.
This is the dynamic.
It'd be a really good idea. So I say we do 6 seasons of the show.
And then a movie?
And then we do a, like, 2.5-hour-long podcast filmed, put up live on YouTube, and we call it Forsooth Podcast the Movie.
Ugh.
6 seasons in a movie.
Where we have, what, every single guest?
Oh, how dope would that be? They could just come in and out.
Yeah.
Like a revolving door.
That'd be super weird when you have both Garbers.
You gotta make it creepy.
You gotta always make it creepy.
So, he went on this website, sugardaddymeat.com. Not the Garbers. Cody Wilson. God damn it, Monica, no.
No?
And he basically found an underage girl who he basically went to a hotel with and basically had sex with.
Why are you saying so many basics?
Basically have him on film.
So many basics.
At the lobby of the hotel.
Like, it's not actual, it's basically...
Well, I mean, like
there's a lot of nuance that's not captured here.
I like to think when someone says basically this, it's like there's no like.
Now we're over the likes.
You say the word that starts with hyper because you hate when I say it.
Hyperbole.
There you go. There's none of that because you know, like it's literally just brass tacks. Basically, he did this in this evidence. So the cops had a warrant out for his arrest. The U.S. U.S. Marshals. And he fled the country to Taiwan.
Aren't the U.S. Marshals, like, on planes and shit? They can't, like, catch him on a plane?
Look, U.S. Marshals are on a plane. They don't communicate well. No organization or government organization or police force communicates properly. They put a warrant out, and it goes, like, in that area, and then it takes, like, a month to get to the airlines. So, if you murdered somebody and you want to flee the country...
Do it quickly?
Do it as soon as the warrant goes out for your arrest, and maybe you'll slip to the cracks. So, they pulled his passport.
Uh-huh.
The U.S. basically invalidated his passport.
But he was already on the flight.
He was already in Taiwan. So, Taiwan basically says that if he doesn't have a passport, he immigrated illegally, and he's now...
Detained?
He's detained, and he's going to be basically shipped back.
He's shipped back?
What I want to point out, like...
You ship him back like, in a box?
2 things I want to point out about this story. One, like, if you're trying to sleep with underage girls, maybe don't go to Taiwan. It's a little on the nose. Right? And then, number two, if you're going to have sex with a minor, don't drop them off at a Whataburger restaurant.
Yeah, so he...
At least it wasn't a Wahlburger.
Oh, God. He gave her $500, and then dropped her off at Whataburger, but didn't even have the common decency to buy her a Whataburger.
Well, she can buy her own goddamn Whataburger. She can buy a lot of Whataburgers.
She earned that money.
So now you're calling her a prostitute.
She earned that money. He treated her like a prostitute. He gave her money.
Well, she was on SugarDaddy.com, so...
She earned that money by being a sugar baby, I guess.
I don't think that's a thing.
It is now. And then... And then he doesn't have the decency to give her a free meal afterward?
Well, I mean, maybe he just didn't... Maybe he's a vegetarian. He's like, he doesn't condone...
Then why at the Whataburger? Well, drop her off at the place that...
It's probably the closest place to the hotel that had a parking lot.
Why not just buy her a cab?
Well, because then she has to pay for it with the money and she gets mad. Wait, he throws 20 at her. Wait, he uses his credit card. And then
he's got $500. He got... I guarantee you he had another 20 in there somewhere. You just throw a 20 in her face... And be like, it's time for you to go, bitch.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I would say no. I don't want to talk about this story anymore. It's creepy.
We can make it creepier.
No, I don't want it.
I can always take it further.
No, I want to go into the octopus story.
You want to try and cheer yourself up before we get dark again?
Are we going darker? I think the next stories are not that dark at all.
No?
I think nothing else is really dark. I mean,
there's a couple of kind of fucked up ones.
I don't think so. Octopuses. So octopuses are the furthest thing from, like, humans on the planet.
I don't know. I don't think they completely are.
Okay, their brains are like jello that can basically get pushed through, like, the eye of a needle with minimal damage to them. Their nervous system looks nothing like ours. There's no reward system built into their nervous system like theirs for us. Like, for instance, hypothetically speaking, like, you can smoke marijuana... And then your body basically provides a reward to your nervous system for having done it.
I mean, yeah. Octopuses are basically aliens that came to this planet and then just superbred and became ocean dwellers.
So,
they have personalities like we do.
That's good.
You know, they have feelings.
Okay. Well, do you know that for a fact?
Yes.
They don't have a reward system.
I've had several conversations with octopi, and they are really just amazing, amazing creatures.
Oh, fucking A. Yeah, so they don't have like a centralized nervous system. Like
they
nothing like the fact that they have a nervous system is probably the closest thing to the fact like our system. Oh, we both have nervous systems. Do they work the same? No.
Each of their arms has its own nervous system.
Yeah,
which is pretty cool. I wish my arms had different nervous systems.
No, you don't.
I totally do.
You ever had one nipple go hard and one nipple not go hard?
Yes.
Isn't that horrible?
Not really.
Imagine if your arms were like that.
You just flick the other nipple.
Oh my god.
There's solves to everything, god damn Eric. It.
So,
And then I flick your nipple just for posterity.
Scientists decided that octopuses weren't really groovy enough for them.
What?
So they gave it a bunch
but
of
But they like glow in the dark and they do all kinds of cool shit. Right. And the small ones that are the most adorable are usually the most deadly, and that's the best.
So they gave them ecstasy.
They gave them ecstasy.
They wanted to see if their response was going to be similar to ours. At least, that's what I imagined they wanted to do. And so...
And then they totally have the same response we do, which is...
So they don't have the same nervous system. They don't know exactly how they got the positive reward system kind of set up for it. But for instance, they put octopuses that were high on ecstasy in rooms with other octopuses... And normally, an octopus in a room with an octopus would start attacking the other octopus violently or staying away from it. But an octopus on ecstasy started exploring the body of the other octopus in the room.
Yeah, they like hugs.
No, they don't normally.
No, not normally, but they do when they're high.
Yeah, and like...
when they're high on Molly, they want hugs.
They're responsive to, like, music and lights and, like, just really just high. Like, really crazy. Like, I don't know why they would do that.
I think that's just the natural response to being on Molly. In general.
One of the reasons why people, like, it's a serotonin trend.
I mean, you saw the spiderweb thing with all the different drugs, like the ADHD medication and the cocaine and all that stuff and the web differences.
So they did it with a bath, by the way.
Yeah, they created... a bath of Molly and seawater, and then they're like, here you go, little octopus.
So
take a sweet little bath.
So they at first they got the mixture wrong. And they were overdosing the octopuses. Not that they killed them, but like they said, like it wasn't really a good study because it was almost as if they were tripping bad. But the later studies where they basically got it under control, then it was really kind of more like a human X.
I think that's adorable. This. No, it's a cute baby sleeping octopus picture that I just found.
Okay, that's good for you.
It's really cute.
Good for you.
and then all its little babies.
Let's talk about what you think is going to be a sad story, but I think it's ridiculously hilarious.
I think both of them are pretty shitty stories. Like the
Which
next
one.
Which
one are you fucking talking about? Both of them.
Well, there's the Beyonce one.
Well, that's not a shitty story. I think it's hilarious.
I think those
are hilarious.
Funny, but it's stupid.
Wow, that's fucked up.
It's funny, but it's stupid.
So which one do you want to talk about first? You want to talk about Beyonce?
Let's
talk about Beyonce. Okay, why don't you take note on this one? Because I literally give zero shits about Beyonce.
I don't care about Beyonce much either myself, but...
witchcraft.
And I think that... this is just really funny and also kind of stupid. The terminology just being accused of extreme witchcraft. Like, what even is extreme witchcraft?
Normal witchcraft?
Is normal witchcraft, light witchcraft, extreme witchcraft?
Normal witchcraft.
None of that makes any sense.
What do you mean it doesn't make any sense?
None of that makes any sense. Extreme witchcraft, like extreme motorbiking, or...
Alright, if you can have extreme, like, frisbee golf...
Oh my god.
You can have extreme witchcraft. I'm sorry.
Extreme witchcraft is witchcraft while standing on the wing of a plane as it's in flight...
No, that's just XXX.
XXX witchcraft. So is that?
Ooh,
that's
shit,
triple
no.
extreme.
That's his movie. What was his movie? He had a stupid movie.
Who?
XXX guy. The one that I in my head I'm thinking Dwayne the Rock Johnson, but no, he's the other bald headed, like darker skinned.
You almost call him Mulatto.
I almost called him Mulatto.
Mulatto butts.
You know, like a little milk chocolatey kind of.
Aww,
thing.
A little milk chocolate.
Vin Diesel.
He's not. What are you talking about?
So he had a movie.
He's not mulatto.
I didn't say he was mulatto. You're the one that said mulatto.
You
I
almost
myself,
said mulatto.
I stopped myself from saying mulatto, and then you basically shouted out mulatto.
You call him milk chocolate?
Yeah, he's got a little milk chocolate.
He ain't
yeah.
milk chocolate.
A little milk chocolatey.
No, come on.
It's a little milk chocolatey.
Well, I want Vin Diesel to respond to this.
He won't. He's too busy playing D&D.
I would happily play D&D with Vin Diesel.
I wouldn't. He'd be saying, I am Groot the whole time. He'd be like, at this point, he's too big for his britches for me.
I don't know, man. Just get him bigger britches.
He got to play two different trees in the Marvel Universe.
He's got enough money where he can get bigger britches.
What?
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 So you're saying Vin Diesel has a type of witchcraft that's extreme?
No, he had XXX movies, and then he did a witchcraft movie set in modern day. So, I mean, like, Vin Diesel. I'm just saying.
I mean, he could get bigger britches if he wanted to.
I literally just don't know what the name of that movie is. I'm really trying hard to think.
Was it XXX?
No. I want to say, like, Witcher, but that was not...
It's not Witcher.
That's not Witcher.
They haven't done Witcher. Like, well...
It was based off his D&D character, though. That was, like, a witch...
A witch hunter?
I think. Maybe it was Witch Hunter?
I don't think there's a movie called Witch Hunter.
It's not important. Like, the only thing I'm saying is extreme witchcraft is done by Vin Diesel while hunting witches.
Okay. Van Helsing?
Okay. What?
All right.
It's not a single witch in Van Helsing.
I don't know. Beyonce's former drummer, Kimberly Thompson, she filed a civil harassment restraining order. Like... Legally, she has to respond to that, as ridiculous as it is.
Like I said, I could technically take Lindsay to court for divorce, and she'd have to respond.
But I don't understand, like, I do believe in the occult stuff. Like, don't get me wrong on this, right? I just don't understand how you can take this to a legal thing and then expect literally anybody to be able to prove any of it.
Well,
and then like, how is this grounds for a restraining order in any way? How are you not laughed out of the courtroom?
She was said she was that there was like sexual harassment.
She said no. She said that there were magic spells of sexual molestation. So that sounds like she was having sexy dreams about Beyonce and didn't want to own up to the fact that she just liked them.
Let's go through the list of things she says and just take out the magic from it.
Sexual harassment.
Surveillance. So stalking. Sexual harassment. Sexual molestation. Murdering her kitten. And all this lady wanted was a restraining order.
But she said that all of this stuff was done via magic and witchcraft and not done physically with human hands.
Well, no way Beyonce would even... Let's be honest. If Beyonce wanted someone dead, Beyonce doesn't kill that person. Beyonce snaps her fingers and 15 people run over and kill that person.
Yeah, that's fine. So what this lady is calling extreme witchcraft
might just be Beyonce's, like, the name of Beyonce's personal assistant. The witchcraft. And then, like, he's like, yeah, Beyonce, go take care of that. And then he goes over and
the name's witchcraft. Extreme witchcraft.
Yeah.
God, that's the worst
name. That sounds like a rap name.
That is the worst name. That
sounds like a rapper. Extreme witchcraft. He's going to basically drop a diss track on Eminem. Just watch.
And then Eminem's going to slam the fuck out of him like he does everybody else.
I don't know.
I think he did.
I didn't listen to it, so I don't
care. I liked that album.
No, the one that he made directly to Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, I thought he slammed him pretty good.
I didn't listen to it. I don't care. I was wondering what you thought.
I liked him.
What about Machine Gun Kelly? Did he get
I think what was really funny was the Machine Gun Kelly thing where he got the crowd at a concert to flip off Eminem. And then literally he didn't tell them anything about it until after the picture was taken, and he spent the rest of the time getting booed.
No, he didn't.
He did.
No, okay, so
he tried to sing his song and they were just booing him.
So, no. Do you want to know the actual facts?
I watched the video for
it. That's an edited clip. There's other clips where it doesn't show hear any booing.
All right.
So what happened was, this Machine Gun Kelly was opening a Fall Out Boy concert.
Yeah.
He was wearing a coat jacket.
They didn't know he was wearing the shirt underneath.
And he basically said he wanted to take a picture for like Instagram or something. And didn't tell anyone it was for Eminem. And just asked everybody to flip off the stage. And he's going to basically take a selfie with all the people in the background. And they turned around, took the jacket off, and then took the picture.
Yeah.
And then when he turned around, it had
and they
the,
all booed.
It basically had the I think it had the Machine Gun Kelly logo or the M&M bullshit thing, his discraft picture or whatever.
Yeah.
No one booed. Well, okay,
they
booed. A couple people booed, but nowhere near what that audio track makes it sound like. That is doctored, 100% doctored.
Oh, you know that for a fact?
Yeah, I do know that for a fact. I saw multiple copies and multiple angles. It's confirmed that he did lie to the audience or didn't tell the audience he was taking the picture from Eminem.
All right, speaking of doctors.
Doctors. Wait, we're talking about Beyonce.
Speaking of doctors, going back to Beyonce.
Wait, Beyonce's a doctor?
No. Doctor of dropping rhymes. About?
No. Doctor of, like, wearing weird outfits and, like, singing creepy songs.
No, that's Lady Gaga.
I don't know. That leotard that she wore for the... What's it called? Was pretty weird for single ladies.
Yeah. A lot less weird than some of the stuff Lady Gaga wears, though.
I just attribute it to basically... It's her fault that the... What's the name of that stupid boy band that no longer exists anymore? And the one guy broke off and he made that cake on the beach?
One Direction?
Is that it?
I don't know. I'm listening
to
a boy
band. I think that's right. Okay. One Direction. Where One Direction basically had to, like, dress up. No, it was the brothers. What's the name of those brothers?
Hanson.
Okay, never mind. We're done. I'm done with this conversation. Look.
You're asking me those boy bands. It's like the wrong person to ask.
Do you think it's possible with your belief about, you know, spells and whatnot, that Beyonce could have done this to this person?
I don't think that she could will a cat to die.
Regardless of whether or not you think Beyonce would, or if you think this lady's crazy, do you think somebody with skills and knowledge and knew what she was fucking doing would be able to do all those things?
I think that there are ways to cause somebody to dream something, but it is both rooted in magic and also in very clever word placement, kind of planting the seed. It is possible.
I'm not asking about witchcraft. I'm not asking about subliminal messaging.
Yeah, that's part of it.
It's not witchcraft.
We can get into this debate, but we're on speed run.
No, bitch. That's not witchcraft. A mentalist is not a witch.
We have watched Foolus, and you've seen my reactions.
Mentalists so, are not witches.
Are we on speed run or not?
Oh, my God. So, oh, my God. It's filling me with rage. So just rage.
I know. I think it's possible. That sounded like something else. But okay. I think it's possible that she thinks she's being watched. And I know that creating a curse is a lot of having that person think that they're cursed. If you wanted to be there are different ways to do it, but the way that I really like doing it is basically saying, I'm going to curse you, and then having that person think that they're cursed, and then maybe putting on, like, a little show or something.
All right.
And then they curse themselves.
On that other note, though,
that's one of my favorite ways to do it, is by not doing actually anything, and having them fuck themselves over.
Do you think Beyonce...
But I don't think she could have killed a cat with her mind.
Petty enough, considering she made the lemonade CD or track, whatever...
Possibly
petty enough
to try and do it?
To try to basically make someone think that she was a witch and that she was doing all these things to the backup singer that she hated.
I mean, it's possible. Drummer, not backup singer, but I think it's possible.
I didn't realize Beyonce had a drummer. I thought all her music was pre-recorded. And she just danced on stage.
So
and looked like She-Hulk.
She really does look like She-Hulk. I saw some really great photoshops of her with the green skin.
I don't know why she needs to turn into that and go to like Marvel and be all like, let's make this happen.
Yeah.
I don't know why she doesn't do that.
Maybe. Maybe she doesn't want to be associated with it.
I don't know. A strong female character who's also a lawyer?
She's buff though, man. Like, she could do it.
Beyonce, if you're too good to play She-Hulk, then you can just she the fuck out.
Oh, come on. Nobody invited her to play She-Hulk. She's probably didn't know who She-Hulk is.
I invited her to play She-Hulk.
She's not listening.
Kevin Feige, you sent a letter to her. God, I sent you tweets before.
He's not listening either.
Kevin, I sent you things before.
God damn it.
You send her a contract and see if she bites. And if she doesn't, you let me know, Kevin, because let me know at golf on Tuesday.
I did read something at some point where Beyonce and her husband were into the occult, but I don't know how accurate that was.
Who gives a shit?
So, it's, I don't know. It's one of those things.
Fuck what celebrities are doing with their fucking religion.
I don't give a shit.
As long as they don't fucking shove it down my throat, I don't give a shit about their religion.
I just think that it's maybe something the ex-drummer, like, noticed or saw. If it's true that Beyonce and her husband were into the occult, maybe she's something she noticed and saw and then made a whole bunch of assumptions.
Is it possible they're all just dumb bitches?
They are all completely dumb bitches.
All right, so moving on then.
100%. But it's possible that it's something that that Kimberly Thompson saw and then drew a ton of assumptions and then her imagination ran wild.
So she's a dumb bitch.
Clearly.
Okay, so moving on.
Okay. Speaking of dumb bitches.
Dumb bitches. Okay. So, you know, I was thinking about Halloween, and I was thinking about how sexy you would look now that you're with child.
Oh, with the full sexy black cat costume with the big nipples.
Oh, God. Like the six of them?
All six big engorged black cat nipples.
No, I was...
Maybe with a tiny, like, with like the little Beanie Baby small kittens, like, hanging off of one of them.
I was just thinking, since I forced you to have my child, that it might be a good idea for you to just turn right into that.
What if I was Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
God damn you.
I could use the belly.
Handmaiden's Tale.
Aww, you're going there with the belly?
Because you're pregnant against your
will. Oh, no.
Just like the handmaidens are. It's real appropriate.
It's not appropriate.
Okay, what if it was sexy handmaiden?
No, that's worse. They get raped every month.
Because you're so hot and you're like with child, so it's like sexy handmaiden sale.
Rape is not sexy.
I didn't say it was.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm saying like you be sexy.
Yeah, dress in a costume that people wear to indicate that it's okay to rape them.
No, only their assigned husbands or assigned keepers.
Sanctioned rape is totally sexy.
Well, no, that's not what I said. You're putting horrible things in my mouth.
That's what's being said.
That's kind of the epitome of rape, though. And putting horrible things in my
mouth. Yeah.
No, so a company... do I know the fucking name of the company?
Yandy.
Yandy? Is that what it... Really?
Yeah, it's Yandy.
Oh, God, Yandy. Fucking Yandy. Bunch of stupid idiots.
Creators of... Sexy everything.
Oh, they're like the
sexy
off-brand
bread and pudding.
They're the off-brand, like where it's like, oh, Look, it's a strawberry bread cake outfit. Sexy strawberry bread. No, stop. Sexy non-denominate berry flat cake outfit. Like, you could, like it's like charades, mm-hmm. but it's Yandy. Oh, because charades actually sometimes gets like the licenses. The Yandy's all like next to the charades ones, being all like, we're like with an arrow going that one.
Yeah.
So
I liked the Yandy costume that was Wonder Lady. You know.
So they created a sexy Handmaid's Tale costume.
Purple flashlight.
I believe it was Brave Red Maiden costume was the name of it.
Yeah, Brave Red Maiden.
Just so you realize we're not fucking around with those stupid names they come up with for the things. Brave Red Maiden costume. Wow, fuck. And they put that out there.
They put that out there. And with the subtext, an upsetting dystopian future has emerged where women no longer have a say. And, like, so women no longer have a say. So let's make a sexy version of that costume. Like, that's a Republican's wet dream. Right?
Look, I don't know about that. I don't. Just the main thing I would say that you can take away from this outfit is just, it's a stupid thing that a company did. And they're trying to basically say that they like taking scenarios in which someone is, like, normally, like, not sexualized
oppressed.
And giving women back the power.
I appreciate the women being sexy for the sake of being sexy, for their own sexiness, for how they feel, and not for the male gaze, right? I'm totally for that.
How's
this is female
than, like,
empowerment.
Than, like, sexy, like, serial killers, like, costumes to do. Or police brutality costumes that they have.
I don't think police brutality costumes are appropriate at all.
No, I'm just saying, like, but that there's no,
let
like,
me,
giant
let me dress
shit
up as
that.
A sexy assault victim. Like, that's basically what this is.
Oh, God.
It's terrible.
Oh, no, sorry.
Let me dress up as a woman with a shirt that has a torn sleeve and she's got two black eyes because she didn't listen both times.
Is that on the shirt? I didn't listen?
Yeah, that'll be on the shirt that's torn.
Oh, that's horrible.
Like, that's basically what this is.
So I'm going to count this as tweet of the day. I don't know the name who said it. But one critic responded with, "Our society doesn't take rape of real women seriously. Why should they take the rape of fictional women seriously?"
That's a pretty fucked up thing.
Yeah. I didn't think this was going to be such a downer. Why'd you gotta make it such a downer?
I told you it was a downer.
I thought that was
for an upper.
I thought that was just a stupid company doing a stupid thing, and it was going to be like, we can
you
laugh at
how
stupid
they were. You sent me that, and my reaction was horrible, and you didn't think that was a downer?
You didn't respond to me.
It was a horrible reaction.
Like, in a closet? Did you go off and hide somewhere and just like yell at the ceiling and not tell me?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know what I'd do in my time off.
All right. Let's talk about
here's an upper.
The new consoles coming out. So I don't know if you know this, but there's a new PlayStation and a new Nintendo console coming out. I know it's a little bit too soon. You know, I know the Switch just came out not too long ago, and the PS4 Pro just came out, but they're releasing their brand new consoles. It's really going to change and shape the world. The Xbox is behind, as always. I'm talking about the release of the PlayStation 1 Classic and the Nintendo 64 Classic.
These classic things are really just, I know a lot of people like them, but they're really just pissing me off, man.
I shout out today, the PlayStation is going to have different games on it for the U.S. and the Japanese copies.
That's fucked up.
Right?
Man, equality.
Look, it's just a flash drive. Just plug it into the flash drive and get both games. That's all I'm saying.
It's really annoying that, like, all these games, like, just get the original console. You can go to any used game shop, grab one, and then get some fucking cartridges from the internet and blow in them like the old days. And then, like, live your fucking life. Like, why do you have to have a preloaded one?
So it's funny, though, because it's coming out at the same time, hypothetically speaking.
Yeah, just like 20 years
ago. There's
been
no confirmation that the Nintendo 64 date is going to be this December, but it's pretty clear it is. And everyone knows about it because Nintendo, like an idiot, filed for a new European trademark. And that basically let everyone know that's what they're doing. Like, a bunch of dumbasses. What a bunch of dumbasses. But yeah, so yeah, first time since the
90s. But they
said
an early October announcement for release in December would pop up. So listen for the announcement coming up soon.
And then
probably next couple weeks.
Good luck trying to get it. because you know the Nintendo 64 Classic is going to have
Golden Majora's Eye.
Mask. No, no, oh no.
Golden Eye.
No. They're saying that it's probably not going to have Golden Eye, but Perfect Dark, because they can't get the rights to Golden Eye.
Oh.
But you shit. Know it's going to have Majora's Mask, Ocarina of Time.
F-Zero?
Probably.
F-Zero. Probably.
It's going to have Mario 64.
Wave Race?
What? I don't know. What do you want? Just play listening racing games.
I like racing games back when I was on 64. No one gives a
shit about your fucking racing games.
I was all Gran Turismo shit, man. Like, I wanted all of that.
So stupid.
Smash Brothers?
Did they release, like, shitty games for Super Metroid on the 64, or did they wait till GameCube?
I think they wait till GameCube, right?
Yeah.
GameCube.
I'd want to play those games, but I just don't want to,
the Metroid,
like,
Prime shit?
Yeah, I just don't want to...
I didn't like Metroid Prime.
I just don't want to try it.
I know that, like, people are going to hate me for that. They're like, oh, Metroid Prime was awesome. I don't want my side-scrollers to be 3D and then have to, like... It's a platformer. I constantly have to look down and around me, and it's like, I can't see behind me. There's a fucking Metroid there. And then I'm jumping on this platform, and I'm like, yeah, I can't do both. Maybe you're calling me a shitty gamer. I don't care. But, like, I don't want a first-person platformer. It sucks. Like, stop.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much all I want to talk about. We didn't really hit the 30-minute mark. We actually kind of went long. Like, 37 minutes.
All right, well, we failed our speed run. 10, start over.
Do it again?
Yeah, start over, speed run, game two.
Let me just delete all this audio.
All right, so we're deleting all the audio. We're starting it again. See you on episode 13 next week.
We're starting right now. Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Nerd News Social hosted Forsooth podcast with Eric Brian Sooth.
No, fail. Start again.
And Monica.
Speedruns are if you make a single mistake Sooth, and then you gotta start over.
And we're here, and this is the really quick podcast. We're gonna do it in under 10 seconds. And bye.
Bye.
Forsooth Podcast is a trademark of Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment. Forsooth Podcast is brought to you by Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment. No badgers were hurt in the recording or producing of Forsooth Podcast. If you or anyone you know was offended by this podcast, please contact your local congressman.